You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
I am with my friend Beth Stewart. Hi, it's a new day, and I'm Rhett Palmer.
So when it doesn't mean it's perfect. Like, let's look at David. David loved God. I mean, what do you want to do today? I'm going to hang out with God every minute that I can. I think Billy Graham grew up with that. I think that I'll tell you what, as I get older, I realize how much time I missed hanging out with God, because I've known him for 40 years, but I allowed other distractions to keep me from giving every minute that I could to him. To being with him, because, you know, Rhett, being with God is what sanctification is about, hanging out with God. I always tell people that are coming newly to God, you do not have to be holy to hang out with God, but hanging out with God will make you holy.
Well, let's briefly tell that story. You were actually engaged in smoking marijuana. You were living with a man. And for some reason, you called out to God and said, if you're out there, you come now, because I will never say this prayer again. Tell the people what happened that night.
Yeah, I had hit what would say a bottom in life about a year before that, where I thought I was going to die because the drugs and the alcohol, I couldn't stop doing them. I didn't want to do them, but I still did it. I was caught in Romans 7. I was with Paul. I'm doing what I don't want to do, but I can't seem to stop it. And that's addiction. That's that cycle of I don't want to, but it started out as fun. Now it's not fun. Now I have to. And now I hate it and I can't make it stop. So I moved across the country thinking that would solve it. And a year later, it hadn't solved it. It wasn't the drugs weren't as potent as the ones I had up in the north where I lived. But here I was not married. I was living with my boyfriend. I was doing drugs every day, drinking every day. And I hit a second bottom, Rhett. I realized I wasn't gonna die. That was way worse. The thought of dying from drugs was scary, but the thought of not dying from drugs and having to live like that for years, that was worse. The boyfriend had passed out, and I was just sobbing. I mean, I was like shaking the bed, sobbing.
The boyfriend has passed out.
Yeah. And that's when I cried out. I said, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I said, Jesus Christ, I've heard about you all my life. If you're real, come now, because I will never ask for you again. And I don't know why I said it like that. I was just so broken and so distraught. And all I can tell you is, the bed stopped shaking because the sobbing stopped. Boom. In a moment, it stopped. And I heard a voice saying to me, now that you believe, everything will be okay. Now that you believe, everything will be okay. To this day, if I'm upset and somebody says, everything will be okay, I calm down, because that's my Lord talking to me. I remember it. And the next morning I got up, and we were smoking marijuana in the morning, which was our routine. But I was telling the boyfriend about what happened. And I said, don't you think we should have a Bible in the house? Don't most households have a Bible? And he said, well, I don't know. I'll go get you a Bible. And he went to the store and he bought me a Bible. And I started reading that Bible. And it was weird, because little by little, the drugs faded, the drinking faded. And the Bible reading intensified. And about 3 weeks later, I looked at this young man, and I said, you know, we're not married, and it's not right that I live with you. I'm moving out today. And I moved away. I moved out, and I pursued Christ at that point. The drinking and drugging for me at that point left Rhett, but it didn't stay gone. And I'll tell you why. About a year after that, I was working with a Christian campaign club called Young Life. They work with teenagers and high schools. They go into the high schools, and they have outside of the high school, they have groups, and they teach teenagers about Christ. My younger brother, Bobby, found Christ through Young Life. And I was a Young Life leader, and we went out to dinner with a bunch of the Young Life leaders. And we went to a Mexican restaurant, and this woman said, oh, they have great margaritas here. And then she said, oh, but you don't drink, do you? And I said, well, I don't think drinking is wrong. I don't know why I don't drink. I'll have a margarita. And somehow that margarita ignited
desire,
maybe a sin nature memory. I can't quite explain it, but I started to want to drink again. It came back to me. And drinking, it wasn't like pour it on all at once, but little by little, the drinking came back and I started to drink again. For me, Rhett, it was, I still loved the Lord. I still studied the word. I still did, but the drinking wasn't really a choice for me. It was a got to. I can't quite explain it. For those of you that are listening and you don't understand, you don't have addiction, praise God. I'm grateful that you don't have to know that monster, because it is a monster. I do believe that addiction is a disease. I do believe that it is different than the drunkenness that we're warned about in the Bible. I think with drunkenness, there is a moral choice. I think with addiction, it is a disease, and it must be healed by the King himself. It must be eradicated by the Holy Spirit. You must be healed of it. And I think just like diabetes, it's, you know, a diabetic that goes to church is not in sin because of their disease. They must treat their disease every day. I still feel that for alcoholics and addicts, I believe they have a disease that must be treated every day. And I do believe the solution is spiritual as well as physical. They have to stay away from the substance to which they're addicted, or even, you're going to think this one sounds crazy, the behavior to which they're addicted. Because Satan is cunning and he is sneaky, and he'll get in however he can.
So how did you finally get released from that addiction?
Well, I went through a time where I quit drinking, and I was smoking pot again. I went through a time where I quit drinking and smoking pot to go on a diet, to lose weight. And while what was happening to me, I didn't understand. I was detoxing, and I felt like I was losing my mind. I would get confused. I was able to work at my job and function well, but afterwards I would be confused.
This had to be hard on you though, because you were like a super good student in school, like a straight A student, always very bright. So to lose your mind, that had to be scary.
My mind was, I think I had to lose my mind, because I counted on it as much as I counted on Christ, and he wouldn't have that. It was a bit of a false god in my life, that intellect, that ability to reason quickly. And when I lost it, I saw a bumper sticker once, and it said, of all the things I've ever lost, I miss my mind the most.
I laughed because
I remember that feeling. But so what happened for me, Rhett, is I just thought I was going crazy. And I was at a family wedding, and a sister of mine sat me down because she was watching. I was married, and my husband was drinking a lot. And she said, I just want to talk to you about something. Please don't say anything. And I was grateful she said that, because I don't know if I would have been able to listen if I had to perform and talk to her. I knew she would know I was crazy. But she started to tell me about addiction. And she said, a lot of girls that have alcoholic fathers will marry alcoholics. Let me tell you about alcoholism. And she told me about the disease concept of alcoholism. And it was labeled a disease by the American Medical Association. And a disease is something that's chronic, progressive, and fatal. Mm. And as she talked about the disease, I realized, oh my gosh, I think I have that. And I went to the Lord with it. And I went to a 12-step meeting the next day. And I just found that for me, that's my mission field, is the rooms of the 12-step people, because I understand what it's like to feel like you've lost your ability to choose. And when alcohol becomes your God, he takes away your choices. When Satan is your God, he takes away your choices. That's how you know that you're serving a false God, whatever it is. Money, is money your God? Then money will take away your choices. You won't be able to choose to do the right thing at certain times, because the choice will be to have the money or not. Doing the right thing would mean to lose the money, and you have to have the money. When you're addicted to something like that, you have to have it. So that's kind of what was happening with me. And I just repented. I went to 12-step meetings. I learned what it was like to be one of many that knew that struggle. I found Christians in the room that said, yeah, I go to this, but I go to church too, but I go to these meetings because they help me, because not all my church members understand. They don't know the pull, the spiritual, the mental, the physical pull of addiction. And so that's been a success story for me for almost 35 years now.
Wow. So it's been a long time. Now, you recently have retired twice.
Yes.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC, is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stahls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at IndianRiverRealEstateLLC.com or on Facebook.
I have cried.